Hospital, where 27 people have died of food poisoning, about just what's caused the killer outbreak. Medical experts at Stanley Royd Hospital say a plate of cold roast beef became contaminated when it was left on open shelves for 10 hours during the bank August holiday weekend. But hospital staff strongly reject the charge, as John Shires reports.
Today, the Public Employees Union NUPI, which represents the kitchen staff at the hospital, has categorically denied that the cold roast beef had been left out for so long. They say it had been put back in the fridge. But the man in charge of the inquiry, Dr. Geoffrey Ireland, is sticking by his claims.
I am convinced the roast beef was the vehicle whereby this disease was spread to the ward. Now then, whether it was refrigerated in the night or in the day, I can only go on the statements that are provided at the time by the investigators in the kitchen. If people choose to change their stories, there is nothing I can do about it.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the local health authority, Sir Jack Smart, says he'll consider holding a public inquiry into the killer outbreak once the investigating team has made its final report. John Shires, IRN, Wakefield.
Roman Catholics who go in for bodybuilding could run up against their church's teaching, according to an Irish bishop. Bishop Jeremiah Newman told members of a Limerick rugby club that the late Pope Pius XII had preached against attaching too much importance to the body, and a bodybuilding contest could offend against his teaching, as well as being in questionable taste. Independent Radio News.
Good afternoon, broadcasting live from Shropshire on 299 metres. This is Sunshine. 3 minutes after four. Thank you there to Susie Summers for a programme. You are my melody. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon here. Hello, kiddos. If you've just come out of school, well, that's another day over and done with, I suppose. Got a few good ideas in the program tonight between now and 6 o'clock. I've got them over here in the corner, look. Just look at them. They're just waiting to be read out and all sorts of things. There's one. We'll use that one next. Yeah, you stay tuned if you want to win yourself some T-shirts and some goodies and all sorts of things, okay?
I'm just another shadow. Faces from the past keep drifting by. Staring eyes that see through every window. All the world is in this time. I got nowhere, nowhere. Whether it's day or night. And I just don't know where I'm going.
Imagination looking right down the tunnel at midnight, 10 minutes after four. Welcome to the wonderful world of sunshine. Coming up in the next 20 minutes, we have a round of the Sunshine Mime, and it is fast sweeping the nation. Actually heard another radio station doing the same thing only yesterday. So between now and half past four, that's now and half past four, 20 minutes away, we have round one of a Sunshine Mime. That's where I literally put myself into your brain somehow or other with this mental telepathy power which I've got. And I'm bragging about this because I have got this way of putting thought injections and other things like that into your brain. And all you have to do is you have to guess what I'm doing. It's nice and simple stuff. It's really very simple. For instance, I did one, I think, on Sunday morning, and I was actually tying my shoelaces up. And everybody that called had got it right. You see, that's just the power here of James Harding and Sunshine Radio. But you'll have to wait for that. Be about 10 minutes' time. Good afternoon, kiddos!
Sunshine, playing all over Stokes and Millbrook.
Hello, hello, hello. What are you up to, then?
Oh, hello, officer. We're just replacing these rotten windows and old boardings with these swish UPVC windows and claddings.
A likely story. Where are you from?
Home improvements. We supply the trade and retail customers with claddings, mastics, fixings, all at very good discounts. We can even deliver if you want.
Homewell Home Improvements, eh?
Yeah, that's right. We do council work, home extensions, porches, oh, in fact, almost almost everything to do with home improvements.
Homewell Home Improvements on Hereford 272334. That's 272334 or Worcester 24041. That's 24041. For second-hand parts for your car or light commercial, come to The Auto Breakers in Ludlow at Mitre Yard opposite the Bridge Inn. Ludlow Auto Breakers have a huge selection of parts for most cars and light commercials. Whether it's an engine or a light bulb, Ludlow Auto Breakers is the place to go. If the part you want isn't on the shelf, then they'll take it off the vehicle for you. And if you buy tyres from Ludlow Auto Breakers, they'll even fit them free of charge. They give top prices for MOT failures and write-offs, and also offer a free collection service. Whatever you need for your car or light commercial, phone Horace or John on Ludlow 4669, 7 days a week. That's Ludlow Auto Breakers, Corb Street, just opposite the Bridge Inn. And remember, they're open 7 days a week. You too can advertise your product or service on Sunshine. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
Remember! If you're over 25 and planning a party, get together, anniversary to celebrate, or whatever, you need music for your party. Hire me, Rob Yarnold, with my Old Gold Roadshow. It's music with a difference, all night long. It's Oldies. Phone Wychenford 700 for full details during office hours. Wychenford 700 for Rob Yarnold's Old Gold. Sunshine Radio.
I think I've said this before, but the only way that I can think of hiring Rob Yarnold is to stick him on an oil can.
Oh, it's a happy day.
Oh, it's a happy day.
Oh, celebration.
Oh, celebration.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, it's a happy day.
Oh, a celebration.
Oh, celebration.
People talk about issues. People talk about issues. People talk about
Oh,
a record there that I can't even pronounce the name of the band. It's called Oh, It's a Happy Day. I suppose it is, really, and if you look at it in one way. The Sunshine Mime coming up very, very shortly.
We're gonna get so much, yeah. I can't let you go. No, no.
Haywood there, and I Can't Let You Go. Okay, the Sunshine Mime, your chance to win on this station by calling Ludlow 5922. That's Ludlow 5922. All you have to do now is something very, very simple.
Hello, kiddo. Is that a good day at school, have you? Good.
Who was that? That was me. Now, what I want you to do...
Hello, kiddos. Have you had a good day at school? Good.
I wish you'd go away, you know. Well, have you had a good day at school? You have? That's great. Okay, so you're in the mood for a bit of fun, then, I am. Now, this is the point of the programme where you have to come very, very close to the radio. Put your hands on the radio and concentrate very, very hard. As I'm going to do something now, and it's all to do with me, okay? Give you a slight insight to what's going to happen next, because you might experience some colourful explosion going on in your mind. I'm sorry about that if that happens. I couldn't really help that. Some people it works on, some people it doesn't work on. I've got a sneaky feeling that it is going to work on you tonight or this afternoon. You concentrate very, very hard. You're concentrating? No, there's somebody over in Whitcott Keysit not concentrating. Right, now I've got your concentration. What am I doing now? Okay, what have I just done for a T-shirt? Take as many calls as we can. And if it gets a bit sticky and you can't really get into it, what I've been doing, I'll give you a few clues a bit later on. Ludlow 5922, Ludlow 5922. That's our telephone number. Junior, Ghostbusters. I'm having phone calls from all over the region of people experiencing funny sensations. Fingers running up and down their spines. That's nothing to do with me, honestly. Okay, the Sunshine Mime, well and truly underway. I'm not combing my hair. Actually, I haven't got a lot left. You see, it all fell out when I was about 16. Oh, no, there's no need to feel sorry for me. I know you don't, anyway. OK, let's just go to the telephone lines here. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, whereabouts are you calling from?
Bridge North.
From Bridge North, right, OK. What do you think I'm doing?
Turning over a record.
Turning over a record? No, no, not turning over a record. I will give you a clue. Being as we're playing for high prizes here, what are we playing for?
High prizes.
High prizes? That's right. Being as we're playing for high prizes, T-shirts, medium-sized T-shirts, because that's all we've got here. a clue. I keep it somewhere on my body. Keep it somewhere on my body in an article of clothing.
You messing with your microphone or something?
Messing with my microphone, eh? No. I've got it in my pocket, you see, and I'm sort of doing something with it.
Keys?
No, not my keys. Give you one more go at it.
A pen?
A pen? Getting a pen out of my pocket? No, no. Anyway, what your name, please?
Mandy.
Man who?
Mandy.
Mandy from yes. Bridge North. Would you like to say hello to anybody, being as we've got you on the air here?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to Mum and Dad and sister. My best friend is upstairs giggling.
Is she?
Jane.
And you're downstairs giggling?
Yes. And anyone else who knows me.
Okay, well, thanks for your call anyway.
All right.
Okay, do you like the Cool Notes, the record by the Cool Notes? Is it called the Cool Notes? No, the Associations. I don't know. I can't. It's upside down. Forget me. I'm stupid. What am I? What am I? I say I'm stupid. What am I?
Stupid.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks for your call. Bye-bye. Okay, let's have your calls now. Ludlow, Shrewsbury, wherever you may be. Ludlow 5922. What am I doing? If you've been listening very carefully, you would have sort of sussed it out, I would have thought. You give me a call, Ludlow 5922, right now.
Sunshine, playing all over Clee Hill.
Hobbiton Service Station, just 1 mile out of Ludlow, over Ludford Bridge. They're open 7 days a week until 8 at night. They carry spares, replacement parts and accessories at cash and carry prices. For example, exhausts, mini single box system, only £9.52. 2050 motor oil from only £3.50 per gallon. Marina, Allegro and Maxi brake pads, only £4.60 per set. There's 50% off recommended retail price on oil and air filters, plus brake shoes and pads. They're the local Skoda agents too. Overton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584. That's Ludlow 2584. Overton Service Station.
I call this board meeting to order. Now, the agenda.
Just a minute, Mr. Chairman. Before you bore the board with all that, it's about time this company was totally re-equipped with brand new wooden office furniture.
Order!
Yes, we should order it now. From Haslin of Ludlow Limited on Bromfield 439.
Order!
Haslin of Ludlow do veneered furniture. All sorts of furniture, built to your requirements. Filing, wardrobe, cupboards, desks, all matching office furniture.
Order!
And Haslin of Ludlow do soundproof screens for room dividing. They can even make staircases. So I propose that we re-equip our company with wooden office furniture to our requirements from Haslin of Ludlow Limited, the professionals in wood joinery. What do you say, Mr. Chairman?
Order!
There, I knew you'd see sense. Motion carried, then.
Haslin of Ludlow Limited, the professionals in wood joinery on Bromfield 439. Here's an announcement for anybody who wants to lose weight. Weight Watchers are opening in Tenbury Wells at the Regal Centre on Monday the 17th of September at 7:30 p.m. New members are welcome, but be early. Join Weight Watchers now for only £2.75. Lose weight with Weight Watchers and learn to keep it off. For more information, call Richards Castle 659.
Have you done anything like this before?
My dear boy, I am a great actor.
Right-ta. Here's the script.
Hardly Shakespearean one suspects.
Yeah, well, let's have a run through.
Baker's Bug and Warehouse, the Moor Bodnum, just opposite Bodnum Post Office.
Oh, look, Sir Henry, this is an ad, not an ode. We've got to tell them about the slightly used TV and music centres. Boys' school trousers from £1.99, anoraks from £3.75, the list goes on. But with your voice...
Christmas cards, 18 pence a dozen. Christmas wrapping paper, 20 sheets for 40. 40 pence.
Keep it going, Henry.
A huge selection of Christmas toys from 20 pence to £20.
Oh, God.
Children's Wellingtons from £2 a pair.
Adults' Wellingtons from £2.75 a pair.
Bodenham 441.
That's the telephone number of Bache's Bargain Warehouse. Open 3 days a week.
Ah, that's Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays, 9.30 till 4.30.
That's right.
Bache's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Bodenham.
You know, Sir Henry, I reckon you'd be better suited to working on their sludge wagon.
Sunshine, playing all over Wall under Haywood.
Only the very young and the very beautiful can be so aloof, hanging out with the boys, all swagger and poise. I don't even care what other people are there. I just stare and stare and stare. I see your shadow in the swimming pool. I see your face in the shaving mirror. Time and time and time again, I follow your footsteps so quietly up the back stairs. And I hope and I pray you're never gonna find me there. Smooth skin and tenderness, long ago on a dark night. Wish I could see you once again, just to remember that it was true. I wanna be still beside you, quiet and still beside you, listening to your breathing and feeling your warmth again. Whoa, baby, you were a whoa, baby. This means whoa, baby. I'm scared, so scared. Whatever it is, you keep putting me through. I don't think I could stand another 10 years of this fighting. All this stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. I don't want to batter you to your feet and knees and elbows when I'm kneeling by the candle at the foot of my own bed. Corresponding disasters every night on the TV. Sickening reality keep gripping me in its guts. All my friends talk and joke and laugh about Armageddon, but like a nightmare it's still waiting there at the end of each and every day. Stand another 10 years of this fighting, always stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. Later that same evening, when we were out in the car talking, I suddenly wondered who the hell it was we were trying to fool. 'Cause you were the first one I ever wanted, and it's you I come home to at the end of every day, like a mother sucking baby. A little old balding man, all wrinkles and bulging eyes.
Whoa, baby. Whoa, baby.
This means
whoa, baby.
I'm scared, so scared. Whatever it is, you keep putting me through.
You were a whoa,
Tom Robinson and War Baby. Actually, his new record's pretty good as well, if you get a chance to listen to that. I think I've got it here somewhere behind me. Where is it?
Over here? Oh, yes. I found it.
I will play that a bit later on. Now, the Sunshine Mime is going extremely well this evening. There's just one problem. Nobody knows what I'm doing. But that's not really such a problem, because shall I tell you something else? I don't know what I'm doing either. All I can tell you is this is Sunshine Radio, and we're in the middle of a mind-blowing experiment at the moment where everybody's tuned in to this frequency, this wavelength, and you have to try and visualize what I'm doing in the studio. I will do it again, because obviously last time you weren't really concentrating too. I will do it once more, and here we go. There, see? Concentrate. Right. Okay. I've just done it again. Let's see. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, what do you think I'm doing?
I think you're taking a wallet out of your pocket.
I'm taking a wallet out of my pocket. You're very, 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 very close. I can't really take another answer off you, but you're very close. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mum and dad and my cousin Neil and Michael and all my friends and relatives, and my Auntie Jenny's on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Mark is up in Newport. And all my friends.
And all your friends as well. Whereabouts are you calling us from?
Knighton.
From Knighton, Paris. Okay, well, you're very, very close. Very close. Don't say another word, obviously. And what's your name?
Louise.
Louise. I knew it was you, Louise, because I've got this mental telepathy thing going at the moment, you see? And I knew your name was Louise, but I just had to ask you first just to check. Anyway, thanks for your call. Okay, Louise, bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Shropshire, she was very close. Yes, I was doing what she said I was doing, but I wasn't, if you know what I mean. You have another stab at it, eh? Ludlow 5922. What was I doing? Type of records, isn't it? Eh? 18 minutes before 5, welcome along to the wonderful world of Sunshine Radio. Who? Okay, I've got a pest on the line at the moment, and apparently, excuse me, just one minute. That's better. Manners, I have none. Actually, I've been called all sorts of names, Joan. Mainly by you.
Oh, you have.
Now listen, Joan, how much money have you spent tonight on trying to guess what I've been doing?
Oh, well, I keep putting my forms in the, in the piggy by the phone.
And you still haven't got it right, have you?
You know, the other day, I was trying to get through to Colin James,
mm-hmm.
and I actually wore my finger out.
Did you?
And he promised to send me some plasters to recover, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a lovely nice man, but I'll never get anything right with him.
They don't, do they? Yeah. DJ, they're all the same, these DJs, you know.
Yes, but listen, James.
Yes, hang on a minute, I'm listening.
What are these females doing on an afternoon?
These females? You mean ladies?
Well, ladies.
Hmm. Sounds nice, doesn't she?
Well, she does, but we can't have that, you know.
Can't we?
No.
Why is that, then?
Well, whatever should we do without you men?
Well, you said it. We don't want to start an argument going here, do we, Jane?
No, not really.
Okay, let's just wrap this thing up. Now, what have I just done?
Well, I thought you were opening your wallet on the table.
Well, that's quite obvious. I mean, everybody says you're opening your wallet, you're closing your wallet, you're picking your wallet off the floor, you've dropped your wallet, you've done this.
Oh, well, I'm nowhere near it, then.
Nobody, you know, we're near, Jane.
No.
Actually, there's three people got it right. There's Sheila from Craven Arms, there's Wendy from Church Stretton, and there's Janet from Clibbery Mortimer. Got it right so far.
Oh, they're brainy, aren't they? But see, when I told you to come a bit closer, you see, I was in the kitchen starting my evening meal.
What have you got for tea tonight?
Steak.
Steak?
Yeah.
That's a bit upmarket, isn't it?
Well, we do treat ourselves occasionally.
I've got a tin of cat food here. You think I'm joking?
I haven't got a damn cat.
Neither have I. Neither have we, but we eat cat food. Do you know, it's quite chewy, some of it. I do prefer whiskers to that cheap stuff that they got going around there.
Oh, yes. But I've never tasted whiskers, so I wouldn't know.
Anyway, Joan.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to tell you off now and give you a good spanking and send you straight to bed.
Oh, great.
For calling me names.
Is that a promise or a threat?
Yes. Okay, thanks for your call, Jane.
Okay, Jane.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay. Now then, what was I doing? What was I doing? Yes, I was taking my wallet out of my pocket. And what was I doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right, that's got that out of the way. Who's this?
Jeremy Bender.
Hello, Jeremy Bender. What a name!
Killer.
Do you go on them often, do you?
Yeah, well, off.
A bender.
Well, off.
Right then, Jeremy, you're live on the air here. What do you think I'm doing?
Well, I don't know. Someone reckons you was taking your wallet out of your pocket.
Mm.
Well, it took me 5 minutes to get off the floor.
Yeah? Did it?
Yeah, they reckon you never take your wallet out of your pocket.
Well, that's very true. Now then, what was I doing with that wallet once I got my wallet out of my pocket?
Well, I didn't. I was going to suggest you was peeling an orange in your pocket.
No, that's impossible. There's only one person I know that can do that. And he's on between 6 and 8 tonight. I love that saying, you know, what are you doing? Oh, he's peeling an orange in his pocket. You know, it's when you get up to the bar counter, isn't it, Jeremy? And the person that doesn't want to pay steps back and just fiddles around a bit. I know the sort. No good. Anyway, Jeremy, where are you calling us from?
Craven Arms.
Craven Arms. Right, I'll give you one stab at it. What am I doing?
I reckon you're taking something out of your wallet.
Mm-hmm. What exactly?
Careful.
Now be very careful. Who's that mumbling in the back there? What are you giggling at over there?
No, it wouldn't be an old age pensioner.
It wouldn't be. We'll have none of that, thank you. An old age pensioner's. Yeah.
Was it a hairy story? No,
it's not a night story either. No.
I reckon it'd be stabbed a pound note.
A pound note? No. And you can't have another go either. I've got to be very specific what I've taken out of my wallet. And it is money, but it's not a pound note. Jeremy?
Yeah?
Thank you for calling.
Great show.
Bye-bye, mate.
Keep it up.
Oh, will do. Okay. Ta-da, mate. Right. Now then, it wasn't a pound note I was taking out of my pocket. So what is left? What have I taken out of my wallet? That's all you got to tell me. This is getting... Hello? You still there? No, he's gone. Oh, well, never mind. Take a few more calls. Give you the answer right after this. The new one from the Everly Brothers. 13 minutes before 5. Good evening.
When I love, I get a feeling like I'm traveling through the sky. On the wings of a nightingale. As I ride, my head is beating, but I don't even wonder why. Thinking of you and me.
down Bridge North, isn't it?
That's right.
Kinlet.
Yes,
right.
That's area.
You've got a station running through Harley, haven't you?
Well, I'm about 100 yards away from it. I live in the old cottage.
Yeah. Is the train service going every day, is it?
Well, it shut the day before yesterday, actually.
They closed it?
Yes, as far as I know.
What, for the summer season or something? Or
well,
is it finished?
It died off a bit, actually.
Oh, I see. Ah, that's a shame. Anyway, what do you think I'm taking out of my pocket? Out of my wallet?
A plastic card.
A plastic card?
Out your wallet.
No, not a plastic card.
Oh.
This is stupid, this, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't this ridiculous? Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Mom, Dad, Lisa, mm-hmm. Kirsty, anybody else at Aubrey Wells in the sixth form? Anybody else who knows me, really?
Okay, what are you studying at school?
Geology, physics, English, maths, art, that sort of thing.
You sound a brainy person.
Not really.
It's just the fact they got to do it.
That's right.
Oh, so they make you do it. Well, you do it, because you never know, you might end up doing something good for a living.
Well, in the RAF as an air traffic controller.
Yeah, now you're talking. Now you need qualifications for that, don't you?
Yeah, certain amount.
Right. Well, you just make sure you get them. Thanks for your call anyway.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay, we've taken enough calls here. I think we've got Sheila from Craven Arms, Wendy from Church Stratton, Charles from Tenbury, and Louise from Knighton. And actually, what I am doing, because this is going to go on all night, and there's lots of things to get through here, what I am doing is I'm taking out my wallet out of my right-hand pocket, okay, and I'm opening it up, and I've taken out a £5 note. Okay, I've taken out a £5 note. Give you the winner right after this.
Did Caractacus, the great chieftain of long ago, really fight a battle against the Roman legions on Caer Caradoc, the hill that's named after him? Who knows? Certainly today the scene is one of peace and tranquility. And nestling near its historic slopes is the friendly town of Church Stretton. A great place to visit and a great place for personal and friendly service when you go sunshine shopping in Church Stretton.
Hey, have you got a birthday, wedding or anniversary coming up? Then get yourself along to the Four Seasons Gift Shop at Sanford Avenue in Church Stretton. They've gifts starting at just 12 pence up to, well, you decide. They've Wedgwood and Coalport, plus fashion jewellery, candles and tea towels and picture frames. In fact, almost everything. At Four Seasons Gift Shop, they're open 5.5 days a week in Church Stretton. Four Seasons.
The in place in Church Stretton to be in is number one. The number one shop for Jaeger and Marion Donaldson fashions. Number one have a comprehensive selection of mix and match skirts and tops and dresses and lingerie. In fact, lots and lots of top fashions at number one in Shrewsbury Road. Open 5.5 days a week, 9 to 5.15. Come and dress yourself up at number one in Shrewsbury Road. You know you deserve it. Phone 722-072.
You can't beat the smell of fresh baked bread, can you? Smell that. Gorgeous, eh? It's from Tibbles the Bakers of Sanford Avenue in Church Stretton. Tibbles the Bakers sell wholesale to pubs, hotels and restaurants, plus sandwiches and rolls and hot takeaway snacks. They're a delicatessen too. And this week, Rockford cheese is only 99 pence a quarter. That's Tibbles the Bakers of Church Stretton, where quality and freshness count.
For really fresh, crisp and competitively priced fruit and veg, Tarbuck and Son at 34 Sanford Avenue is the place to visit. It's homegrown daily fresh produce, and Tarbuck and Son are open 6 days a week to serve you 9 to 5.30. Tarbuck and Son are also florists. They can supply arrangements, wreaths, pot plants, and have an interflora service on Church Stretton, 722-516. Tarbuck and Son, 34 Sanford Avenue. They're fruitiers and florists.
Do you need some curtains made to measure? There's a wide selection of materials, including Sanderson, Liberty and Baker's, at Fabrics in Fashion in the High Street, Church Stretton. They've a free measuring service, plus roller and vertical blinds, and quality reproduction furniture. Feel at home at Fabrics in Fashion. Open 6 days a week, 9 to 5, in Church Stretton. That's the new Fabrics in Fashion.
Shampers is not just another hairdresser's. It's the place to go for that extra special attention to your hair. Shampers Hair Fashions at 4 Shrewsbury Road. It's open 9 to 5 and till 7 on Fridays. Highlight and tone lights from only $7.95. And perms, only $10.95. Gents trim and blow dry, a snip at $3.95. Also instant ear piercing. All this and much more at Champers Hair Fashions, 4 Shrewsbury Road, Church Stretton. Phone 722-248. That's Champers on 722-248.
Church Stretton, the friendly Sunshine Shopping Centre in Shropshire's historic hill country.
Sunshine Radio.
Tuesday evening, time coming up to 3 minutes before five, and Sheila from Craven Arms, you've got exactly 5 minutes, give you a lot of time because I know you're busy, you've got exactly 5 minutes to call this station, Ludlow 5922, claim your prize of a t-shirt, you do that for me. Hey, we've got some good stuff after the news, secret noises, secret sounds, loads of giveaways tonight between 5 and 6. That's between 5 and 6, and superstars at 6 tonight, that's Martin Kaye. What he's going to do, I don't know. Expand my belly and I'll fly for you.
I haven't got it. 1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
In an astonishing outburst at Durham Crown Court, a Sunday newspaper reporter has been accused of taking part in the wedding day murders and rape in Sheffield. The allegations came from Arthur Hutchinson, who has denied killing three members of the Leitner family and raping their youngest daughter, Nikki. Nick Atkins reports.
Halfway through his cross-examination by the prosecution, Hutchinson suddenly claimed that Nikki Leitner had seen another man kill her father. Hutchinson alleged he'd gone back to the Leitner's home later on the murder night after having sex with Nikki, when suddenly she attacked him with a knife, sobbing hysterically. Hutchinson said when Nikki calmed down, she told him Sunday Mirror reporter Mick Barron had been in a gang of men who'd broken in, raped her and killed her family. She said she heard a scream and saw one of them sticking a knife into her father, Hutchinson went on. He pointed to the press gallery and Mr. Barron stood up at the judge's request. The reporter then agreed to be interviewed by the Crown prosecutors. Hutchinson told the court he'd changed his defence to protect Nikki, and he claimed he was frightened for his 80-year-old mother because Mr. Barron had been at her house every day for 10 months. Nick Atkins, IRN, Durham.
Belfast city centre is in chaos, with security forces checking 17 suspected bombs. The mass bomb scare comes as the new Ulster Secretary, Douglas Hurd, arrived to take up his new position. He was met with go-home demands from Sinn Féin supporters. A policeman and a civilian in hospital after being hit by a burst of machine gun fire, and 10 loyalist prisoners on hunger strike. But Mr. Hurd says he doesn't intend to change any of his predecessor, Jim Pryor's, policies.
The change of Secretary of State clearly this time, and in these circumstances, is not a change of policy, it's a change of persons. I think it would be foolish for anyone to expect any dramatic changes from what Jim Pryor's been trying to do.
SDP leader Dr. David Owen has compared the sinking of the Argentine warship, the Belgrano, during the Falklands War to the Watergate affair. Dr. Owen says the government can't escape from the circle of cover-ups.
The government, in relation to the sinking of the Belgrano, has locked itself into a depressing cycle of error, half-truths, and deliberate falsehood. The truth is not discreditable. It simply needs to be told. Instead, we have a campaign of misinformation beginning to reach into the heart of democratic government. The integrity of the civil service is being brought into question. We are in the early stages of a Watergate.
There are signs this afternoon that the latest round of peace talks in the miners' dispute are heading for failure. Until now, there's been hope because neither side has been criticising the other. But the recriminations have started again in Edinburgh, where the coal board and the NUM are meeting. The miners have issued a statement accusing the board of being responsible for any problems in the talks, and coal boss Ian McGregor of Intransigence. The board's industrial relations director, Ned Smith, says he's disappointed with the miners. Independent Radio News.
Sunshine weather check tonight, cloudy with scattered showers. Outlook tomorrow, sunny with scattered rainstorms. Top temperature tonight, 15 degrees centigrade. That's just a mere 15 degrees centigrade.
This has been News and Weather together on Sunshine. 299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Aztec camera. And it's a good record. 7 minutes now, 7 minutes after five. If you're driving home tonight on the A49 road, just watch out for two snag points. There's one at Wooferton. There's traffic lights in operation there where they're just checking out the rest of the road service by the looks of things. And also in Leominster this afternoon, around about 2 to 2:30, traffic lights are out of order by Bengris Garage. There seems to be some roadworks going on there. It's good afternoon to Sarah and Louise, who lives just around the corner from you, Sarah, apparently, would like me to play a record for you. Do that just in a few minutes. Got some T-shirts and stuff to give away. Lots of things to give away tonight. And I'm going to play you now a tape of a very, very famous person. A very, very famous person. In fact, it's a famous DJ, all right? So it's a famous DJ I've got here. As soon as you know the man's name, you give me a call on Ludlow 5922. Okay, as soon as you recognise this man.
Hi, we're live at 7:11 on BBC Two, RS, away again. And we got some good music lined up from UB40 coming later, also a new band called Academy. We've got Spirit Destiny. We've also got a film report on those ships that sit around on the ocean making pop music. And we've also got a report on a very famous photographer, that's with Dick Wiss. But for starters, a band who did...
Okay, as soon as you realise, or as soon as you know who that very, very famous DJ is, who works on Radio 1, nice and simple tonight for these T-shirts, you give me a call on Ludlow 5922. That's Ludlow 5922. To Sarah, here's your record. I suppose there. That's Heaven 17 and Counterforce. Okay, we have so far Steve in Alverley, Linda in Clow's Top, Tracy Gordon in Warfield, or Warfield just by Bridge North there, and June from Cressage. All correctly identified that voice. It wasn't too difficult, was it? You keep calling me here. Let's get a few names in. Ludlow 5922. Incidentally, if you'd like to drop us a line here at Sunshine, it's Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet, near Ludlow. Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet, near Ludlow. 12 minutes past five. Good evening.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
What's the quickest way from A to B? A new B registration car from Bengris of Leinster, of course. If you've a used car up to 21 years old, then there's a great deal waiting for you now at Bengris of Leinster. Bengris for new Peugeot, Talbot and Vauxhall Opel cars. You must be there. Speak to Colin Jones on Leinster 2337. That's 2337. Quality used cars. Petrol 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. We hire cars as well at Bengris of Leinster. Remember, Bengris is the only place to be.
Scaffolding? W&J Scaffolding, where the sky's the limit. W&J Scaffolding, Ennerdale Road, Halfcott Estate, Shrewsbury. Telephone 60204. They've got five lines and the hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. W&J Scaffolding are nationwide with three depots covering the country. Home extensions to high-rise flats. With W&J Scaffolding, the sky's the limit. W&J Scaffolding, Ennerdale Road, Halfcott Estate, Shrewsbury. Telephone 60204. Shrewsbury 60204.
You too can advertise your product or service on Sunshine. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
Learn to drive with the Richard Barber School of Motoring in a new dual-controlled Mini Mayfair. Telephone Bucknell 506. Door-to-door service in the Knighton, Clun, Wigmore, Craven Arms and surrounding area. Richard Barber on Bucknell 506 is Department of Transport approved and is also a member of the Institute of Advanced Motoring. Learn to drive with someone who really knows. The Richard Barber School of Motoring on Bucknell 506.
For TVs, videos or hi-fis, the experts in Ludlow and Tenbury Wells are Halls TV Services. Buy or rent a video from Halls and get free membership of their large and ever-expanding video club. Halls TV Services rent colour TVs and videos, and you could find they're the cheapest in the area. Whether you buy or rent from Halls TV, satisfaction is assured. With a choice from over seven manufacturers and the famous Halls after-sales service, you can't lose with Halls TV. For real value for money on TV and video sales, rental or service, call on Halls TV Services at 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, or Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. Halls TV Services, where you come first.
Sunshine Radio!
Yeah.
and I know just when I
just had superstar Martin Kay on the phone, who tells me that he's got a fun-packed program tonight. Between 6 and 7, he'll be possibly taking one or two particular garments of clothing off, just to get you tempted. And between 7 and 8, he'll be putting them back on again, for obvious reasons. Martin Kay's so thin, if he turns sideways, you can't see him. And the only DJ that I know that can laugh his way through any radio program and get away with it. 17 minutes now, 17 minutes after 5. Our mystery voice competition thing here, not doing too well. Had a couple of people on the phone saying, "Oi! Oi!" We don't recognise that voice. Play something we recognise. Well, you know, I'd give T-shirts and things away here. And you don't expect me to make them too easy, do you? Obviously, the kiddywinks have got it weighed up. But you just have another listen to this. As soon as you think you know who this is, you call me, Ludlow 5922.
We're live at 7.11 on BBC Two, RS, away again. And we got some good music lineup from UB40 coming later, also a new band called Academy. Got Spirit Destiny. We've also got a film report on those ships that sit around on the ocean making pop music. And we've also got a report on a very famous photographer, that's with Dick Wiss. But for starters, a band who did a...
And I can actually give you a clue where he works. He works with Radio 1, and he's actually on the air at this moment in time, I think. 20 minutes now, 20 minutes past 5 from Sunshine. If you're driving home, take it nice and easy, won't you? You will, won't you? Yeah.
No hesitation, keeping that theory in trim.
That record is called I've Got My Hand on My Heart. You might be asking yourself how I've managed to get my hand on my heart. Well, I've opened my mouth like that and sort of just went down there with the one arm. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight? Yes, I'm speaking to you. You in that phone box.
It's me?
Yes, you in that phone box there.
I can't guess who this is either.
Yeah, I can't guess who that is either, no.
No.
All right, give me an answer to my mystery voice competition.
Okay.
It's right.
BJ the DJ here.
It's BJ the DJ, is it?
Hello,
BJ the DJ. I understand you're joining us very shortly.
I am.
Yes, you're looking forward to that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. Okay, BJ the DJ. You tell me who that disc jockey was.
I don't know.
No, neither do I. Never listen to it. Can't stand it.
Oh, no, he's awesome.
It's terrible. Anyway, BJ the DJ, nice to talk to you.
I am.
And we're looking forward to having you on this station. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm listening to the radio thinking.
Yes, all right.
I wish my wife had finished work.
Yes, I know the feeling well. Okay, thanks for your call.
Right, okay. You don't want me to tell him who it is?
Oh, go on and tell him who it is.
It's Peter Powell.
Peter Powell, yes. Other people call him other names, but we call him Peter Powell. Now, listen, have you got any more money? Stick some more money in there. You still there?
You've just cost me 50p.
That's all right, don't worry about it. So it goes to a worthy charity. British Telecom. Now then, pick a number between 1 and 25.
5.
You have picked Martin Cooper from Church Stratton, who's won our prize tonight of a T-shirt. Martin, you've got exactly 2 minutes to call his station, Ludlow 5922. BJ the DJ, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and another 50p goes in the box. Okay, let's see Martin Cooper. Exactly 2 minutes starting from now to call me on Ludlow 5922. Claim your prize of a medium-sized T-shirt.
Sometimes feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on.
Records to make you go. Oh, when's he going to finish? I mean, how much longer have we got to put up with this? Don't forget the superstar Martin Kay on your radio sets tonight between 6 and 8 o'clock. And Martin Kay will never actually go cold this winter. And you know the reason for that? He has plenty of slack in his trousers. Now, Martin Cooper from Church Stratton has not called this number, so we'll take the next number to it. And it is Stephen Maddox from Shrewsbury. Stephen Maddox, if you're listening to this station at this moment in time, you call me, Ludlow 5922. Say congratulations here to Steve in Arvally, Linda at Cloudstop, Tracy, Gordon, June, Lindsay, David Davenport, Claire Wells, Claire, there's another Claire here, Sylvia, Malcolm, Diane, and it goes on and it goes on. Okay. Now then, I thought we'd do something, like, really exciting, because I want to really show off my talents here. Not only am I a disc jockey...
You're not even a disc jockey!
Not only...
Can I try that again?
No, I should have said that.
What do you mean?
Not only am I a disc jockey, but I stand to play an organ as well, you know, as you've probably gathered. And my organ playing is getting really hay. And I refused a record contract just the other day. Yes, it was Decca. They wanted to sign me up because I heard this broadcast. They heard me playing my organ. Right, okay. I'm just about to do it again. Just tune it up here. I can never find a switch for this. Why? I don't know where things are. Oh, yes, that's it. This is... It's sort of flat at the moment, but I'll get it. I'll get it weighed up. Don't worry about it. 29 minutes after 5 here from Sunshine Wireless. And I'm going to get my organ out here. Now, what I want you to do is to tell me the tune which I'm playing. As soon as you've cottoned on to the tune which I'm playing, you call me Ludlow 5922. Ludlow 5922. Ah! Oh, dear. Playing? You want organ playing? Oh, it's music to my ears, this is. Unbelievable. Am I? Change key. Oh, no more. Oh, batteries are run flat. Do you know what I'm playing there? You don't? You haven't got a clue, have you? Let's have another little bit of it, eh? It's my singing is putting you off, I know. Okay, you call me right now as I speak. Ludlow 5922. Ludlow 5922. Yes, this is Sunshine. No other station could get away with it, you know.
Sleeping on slivers, the cold and the winter chills. Silent she shivers and dreams of the warm summer hills. Said she would only open her eyes, she would see what was there and let out a care. She's got so much to learn, I'm sure that she can. Oh, we'll be right back.
bluebells there. Well, I suppose this is a bit cold for the time of year. And that one's cool. Obviously cool there. She will always be waiting. It's, what is it now? 20 minutes. 20 minutes here before... No, 25 minutes. Get it right, Harding. Get it right. 25 minutes before 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I feel a bit cream cracker tonight for some reason. I don't know what I've been doing. Okay, so what I'm getting at the moment is, yes, everybody's getting this answer right, but I'm getting requests for it so I can actually sing. Well, I can show my talents off, can't I, on the wireless set here. And it's about time somebody recognised the talents of one James Harding. Say goodbye. Oh dear, I went a bit wrong that time. Oh no. Alright, if you think you can sort that mess out, if you can sort the tune out underneath that lot, you give me a call right now on Ludlow 5... Hang on a minute, what is the number? Yes, 5922, that's Ludlow 5922. Four people got it right so far. Barbara in Knighton, Cindy Wilkes.
Hello, Mrs. Wilkes.
Joan from Hereford, and Bill Jacks, I believe, from Powsell, near somewhere in the West Midlands. Good evening to you, anyway. Yes, I know you want to hear it again. I know you want to hear it again, and I'll do it. That's what you're going to get, all right? You'll call me now, Ludlow 5922 for a T-shirt. And here's one of my favourite Get Down and Boogie records of all time. It comes from Jermaine Jackson. On Sunshine, it's 24 minutes before 6, warming up the programme for Martin. Martin who? Oh, that Martin.
I don't know too much, but I know love.